ASU will make public today a partnership with one of the biggest universities in Mexico. It's the first project of its kind for what are two of the largest public schools in each country. KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from our Mexico City Bureau is on the line now. Good morning, Jorge.
Top of the morning.
So what is this project that ASU is rolling out, and with whom are they partnering?
This is with the University of Guadalajara, and the University of Guadalajara is the second largest university system in public university system in Mexico. They've got all their campuses, they've got 220,000 students. So
wow.
This is even compared to ASU, which is pretty big. This is a massive school. And the partnership is going to be that the University of Guadalajara is going to officially open an office operating out of ASU. Now, I spoke to a man named Rafael Rangel Sostman. He is a special advisor to the ASU president. He advises him on issues related to Mexico. And here's how he explained what the mission is going to be at this office.
One is to encourage the professors to do certain projects in relation to research. And in one specific area is sustainable cities. How do you design a city which is more sustainable? The other big topic is how the Universidad de Guadalajara can outreach the Hispanic community here to let them know more about Mexico, to let them know about the possibilities that somebody who lives in Mexico, what are the educational system, how it works.
Now, Jorge, how will this benefit students at ASU, or will it come at a cost to them?
Well, so I have to be honest with you. I don't have 100% certainty about who's footing the bill for this project. But what I can say with full certainty is that it appears that it's something that has very low overhead. It's going to be staffed with only one person, and it's going to be a full-time faculty member from the University of Guadalajara who will be stationed permanently at that office in Tempe for ASU.
And I'm curious, Jorge, how this fits in with the overall work that ASU is doing, sort of their grand scheme.
Hey, Phil. So this is something that we've given plenty of airtime on our station about over the last 10, 15 years under University President Michael Crow. ASU has sort of sought to open its doors to the community. And this is something that I asked Dr. Rangel Sosman. And so here's how he explained how it fits in with the mission.
The universities have to become the engines of the development. Not only institutions who are there in their campus, who are educating and doing research to publish in some important scientific magazine. The university has to go, they have to jump their own walls. They have really to become what is the center of the development of a community. The university cannot be just an spectator of what's happening.
So as you can see, it's very similar to what ASU has been trying to do. And in fact, recently, I remember we reported on the ASU stadium. They've sort of got plans to open it up for activities other than spectator sporting events. So what's different about this one is that it's open to the community, but it sort of has a very important and strong international component to it.
Well, Jorge, is this unique, or is this something other universities are also doing?
So a Mexican university opening an office on a campus in the U.S., that is unusual. But these kind of partnerships, this is something that a lot of universities like doing. In fact, most recently we had Northern Arizona University signed a partnership with a big university in Hermosillo, which is the capital of our neighbor state, Sonora. And that'll facilitate some student exchanges, some faculty exchanges. We've also got the University of Texas open a full-time research office just dedicated to research at a big public university here in Mexico City, and in fact, this is the topic of a more in-depth story that I'm working on right now. So I don't want to scoop myself, so I'll just leave it there.
We'll keep our ears out for that.
Good
That's
journalist.
KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from our Mexico City bureau. Jorge, thanks as always.
All right, thanks, guys.